Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
On ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, John Hood with you. We've got Shay, we've got Randy, we got you here as we get ready for the Bears and the Washington Commanders. So glad you're in with us today. We're looking forward to tonight's game to see what we are going to find out from the Bears. Can they get to 500 after tonight's victory? And also some thoughts about Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Bears. Now, we had a poll question out earlier at the Capman on Twitter regarding what is most important to you as a Bears fan.
3,400 votes. 3,400. It's a pretty good sample size. A, what is more important to see you tonight? See tonight for you in the Commanders at Bears game on Thursday Night Football? A, Bears win. B, Justin Fields plays well. You can't say both. So all you jackaloons tweeting back at me, both. What is more important? 80.1%. Justin plays well.
All right. I will just tell you that for me, I've always said the most important thing is the development of Justin Fields for this football team. And I just know that there is a section of fans that will look at this game and say, man, I'm going to the game. I'm going to get bundled up. We're going to tailgate, have fun. I want to see Justin develop, and I hope we see a Bears victory. I know, Cap, that we're saying you got to have one or the other. I just know for me it's the development of Fields because I feel like the team is going to be better in the next few years. Now, if they go ahead and win, they mess around and win against a bad team, I'll take it. I won't throw it out. But the point is, though, is that everyone has to grow, especially the rookies.
Okay, I sent some audio to Snorling. You've heard it. I played it for you on my phone. Jason Kelce, who might be the best center in the National Football League, certainly in the team photo, correct?
Mm-hmm.
He's Travis's brother. He was asked, this is during the 21 season, he was asked, because they were asking, should we play Jalen Hurts and develop him or try to win games? This is Jason Kelce on...
Do we have that?
Do we have that, Shay?
You're throwing it to it. I don't know if we have that.
Shay, you have the Jason Kelce audio. Jason Kelce of the Philadelphia Eagles, who is a longtime NFL guy. This is him on playing young kids, draft picks, all of that that fans want to see in some media. Versus winning a football game.
All right. Do you have that, Shay? Like you're throwing a sound I don't have, Cap. So ask our producer whether that the sound you're looking for.
I will have it in just a moment.
All right.
And we've got... We get aggressive. And we got Keyshawn Johnson in the studio, and I'm going to ask you that question as well. We've got some audio we're going to play from Jason Kelce where he said, I don't want to hear about we got to play the young kids and we got to try and get draft picks and don't win. He said, if you have a good culture, every game, even if you're 0-15, you're trying to win every week. Yet, I have a poll question up. What is more important, Key, to see tonight in the Commanders at Bears game on Thursday Night Football? A, Bears win. B, Justin plays well. 80% Justin plays well.
No, that's wrong. It's a win. It's a win.
That's what Jason Kelce's saying, and you were the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, you want to win. Nobody care about if he plays well or not.
Our fan base does.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean... The fan base is delusional right now, right? And what I mean by that is they don't understand. Right now, you're sitting at 2-3. You could be 3-3 and don't look great, and you're in the mix. You're in the mix. And you could continue to develop and grow as you're winning. The New York Giants are seeing that right now. They went in, just like the Chicago Bears, they go into the season looking at it as an evaluation year. And as the evaluation year continues to grow, you start looking and getting W's, and you start saying, so wait a minute, we're not getting ready to trade Saquon Barkley. We got something here. Let's see if we can go raid the Carolina Panthers and steal their receiver. Let's see if we can go get DeAndre Hopkins away from Arizona and steal him. And let's see if we can build up on that. Now you look at the Chicago Bears. You beat the Commanders, which I think they will tonight. I'm picking the Bears, by the way. And you look up and you're 3-3. You're sitting there 3-3. That's a nice piece to be having in your back pocket three wins.
Is I've been telling you that inside a locker room, they don't talk about what we're talking about. Yes, it is about the development of Justin Fields because you want him to be better. But inside that locker room, Cap, as you well know, they just care about the next game. They just care about trying to win the next game. They don't care about the draft picks. They care about their own job. This is from a player's standpoint.
Right, and that's why I wanted to play Jason Kelce because I have the utmost respect. The guy's a great football player. Yeah. He's a warrior, and that's his whole point. I show up every day to do my job to win a football game.
Yeah, I once upon a time was 1-15 in my career. We was trying to win every single game. When we were, I don't know, we were like 1-12 or something at one point. We thought we were still going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We show up every single day.
Who was the head coach?
Well, Richie Kotite, that was the joke, but yeah.
Right.
It was almost like y'all having Mark Trestman. So,
yes.
same type deal.
The last game that Kotite coached for the Jets, he goes, I was not fired. I did not quit. Well, it had to be one or the other, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things happened.
So, you're out there. You're trying to get a W, man. The W feels good. And in the course of getting a W, you could still grow and develop. So, the fans, your poll at 80%, they're completely, I get it. They're looking at the draft picks and, oh, my God, we can get so-and-so-and-so-and-so. So-and-so-and-so-and-so can't help you if he's no good.
Correct.
As I mentioned last hour to you, Cap, when it comes to draft picks, people could say, I can't wait to get a top-5 draft pick. It is the Bears, though. Now, I'm going to give this new regime the benefit of the doubt, but we have seen the Bears foul up the
Kevin
high
White,
draft picks.
Mitch Trubisky.
Yes.
Leonard Floyd. None of them worked out
Not developed draft picks.
But Kevin White, receiver from Virginia,
mm-hmm.
he was injured.
Yep.
He couldn't get on the field.
Correct.
It soured. So at that point, coaches gave up on him. That's what coaches do. This guy here is good. And then it just, and he kept staying hurt. The Bears were not the only team that wanted Kevin White in that draft. So let's just feel, you know, same thing with Mitch Trubisky. The Bears were not the only team that wanted Mitch Trubisky.
Correct.
Other teams wanted him. They just decided to take him at 2.
Correct.
Because those guys could play in the National Football League. Just sometimes your circumstances, your situation surrounding you don't allow you to prosper and develop. And if had I not got Bill Parcells, instead of being at ESPN and winning a Super Bowl and having 11,000 yards and however many catches and touchdowns and Pro Bowls MVP, might be working at Chick-fil-A. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm messing around with Richie Kotite and company, and you look at me and you go, hey, man, that ain't the number one pick of the draft.
That guy's on the 1-15
team. Yeah, that guy? But then you get Bill Parcells, and you get Todd Haley and Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel and Bill Belichick. Now, all of a sudden, you look like the second coming. So you just never know what Matt Eberflus and company are going to be able to do down the line.
But don't you feel, Hoodie and I talk about this, don't you feel like when they did not bring back Khalil Mack, didn't bring back Allen Robinson, didn't even call him, didn't bring back Akeem Hicks, they picked their lane and
can't
went.
Help me. They can't help me.
When you're trying to win, they
can't
help
me. They can't help me. Yeah. I love Khalil Mack to death. But Khalil Mack does nothing for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I continue to develop, guess what? Khalil Mack has no value. He's older. We paid a bunch of money for 8 sacks, 9 sacks. Those 8 or 9 sacks aren't going to help me win games 3 years from now. And so that's how you have to look at it. It's not that they didn't like them. It's just like Allen Robinson costs you $20 million a year. That doesn't do it for me.
Right.
When I can get the same production for $2 million. I don't want to do that at $20 million. And I'm starting a new regime. I'm starting everything all new. I'm hitting the reset button. It just doesn't make sense.
What would you do with his guy, Roquan Smith? He wants $20
million. And I would pay him his money.
Make him the highest paid linebacker in the NFL.
Whatever the market says it is what it is. And I would pay him because guess why? He's young. He's within this 5-year window of rebuilding, or not even 3-year window of rebuilding. He's a piece. Jalen Johnson's a piece. So I got a couple nuggets there. I want to keep those pieces. I don't want to give those pieces away. I don't want to alienate those pieces. Allen Robinson wasn't going to be around 5 years from now and mm-hmm. be the same guy that he was when he got here. Khalil Mack, same thing. When you got young pieces, you want to keep them. You don't want to alienate them and throw them away and worry about $20 million. Why are we going to? Well, that's the market. Well, he doesn't create a lot of turnovers. Okay. Well, maybe he doesn't create a lot of turnovers because they were not using him in a way to create the turnovers.
Well, see the dynamic of this show? He checks the books and is looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the talent.
Yeah.
See, that's the dynamic of your show. He's looking at $20 million a year, and I say, I like Roquan Smith. And the reason why he didn't have those sacks numbers is because you had Khalil Mack here, you had Akeem Hicks here. He was fourth or fifth in line to be able to make splash plays defensively. But he's the guy that checks the numbers, and I say, I just like the talent. I just look at the players, the wins and losses.
Do you want Jalen Johnson to be the sack leader at corner in the National Football League? Would you take that? Sack leader at corner.
No.
Why?
I want him to be a lockdown corner Justin Jefferson.
But if you decided that we need our cornerbacks to get six sacks a season.
Then I want him to do that.
And you dial up a cat blitz and you put him on the edge to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's going to do. But if you decide, I want him to play cover two, and he's always playing cover two, and he's never getting interceptions. Because he's always in cover two, and they're always throwing the ball in the hole, and he never gets a chance to do it. It's not because he can't. It's because your scheme won't allow him to. You know, it's just like when I played. I hate to make it about myself, but I just did because I think I was pretty good.
Yeah, I got your card, man. Will you sign this?
he can't run. He's not a vertical threat. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We don't throw downfield, you knuckleheads. But when we decided to, 70-yard touchdown here, 60-yard touchdown there. Only when decided to. Everything was 5 yards, catch it, get tackled at an 8-yard gain. You know, that's what our offense was. It's not that you can't. It's the systems that you're in.
Keyshawn Johnson is
a valid point.
Keyshawn Johnson in studio with us, part of KJM, weekday mornings at 5 right here on ESPN 1000. Will you take a few calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they won't run between the tackles because you're tossing the ball. You're not putting the ball for him to run between the tackles.
Right. You're running outside.
You're running outside. All he wants to do is bounce the football. Yes, because the play is designed to bounce.
Yes.
Right.
So we will take some phone calls with Keyshawn Johnson coming up. I know that I'm not a 4240 like Max Kellerman, but I run a pretty good show here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Back after this.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Nothing takes precedence over trying to win a football game. I don't care who you're trying to evaluate. I don't care if you've lost every game. You're 0-15 and it's the last one you got. Everything is about winning in this league. And I know that won't appease a lot of people out there that always want to talk about getting better draft positions or getting looks at certain guys to see what you got for the future. But again, the moment a team feels like you as an organization aren't doing your job for me to go out there and win, all of a sudden you've shown who you are. You don't care about me or this team. You care about the future. You care about this. That's not what the focus is here. That's not what the focus is on any winning organization's team.
So, Jesse from the Eagles talking right there to the press. I heard one of the people from the press talking right there, too. Did you hear him?
I was
yelling.
I was confused a minute ago.
Why are you confused?
Because you kept saying Kelsey, and I'm like, there's another Kelsey that plays for the Bears?
No,
that's why I was confused for a minute.
No.
Yeah,
no. No. I wish it was a Kelsey.
Well, because when Cap first started having that conversation, mm-hmm. I was thinking this was about the Bears, and Kelsey was talking about the Bears, but he's talking about winning in general, and it's Kelsey from the Eagles.
Yeah,
and it's based on our conversations. Keyshawn Johnson in the studio with us with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, just talking about the difference and what's more important, winning tonight or the development of Justin Fields. That's been our topic this morning. So Kelsey jumps in, and you jump in and talk about the importance of winning. And as I told Cap, I said, you know, if you're a player or if you're a diehard fan at Soldier Field, you don't want to be cold and lose, even though you know that the bigger thing is, hey, I want Justin to be a franchise quarterback for the next decade, something the Bears haven't had since the 1940s.
You're in the mix. Mm-hmm. If you were 2-14 and you had to lose to get into the number one overall spot or something goofy like that, you're like, okay, well, if we win, we win, we lose, whatever. But you're in the mix. You're literally in the mix.
See, 3-3 doesn't
mean bad team.
3-3 doesn't mean anything to Cap.
You're in the mix. What if you what if you finish the season at 10-7 mm-hmm. and you win the division?
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Now what?
You're in the playoffs.
You're not happy with that?
I would be, but I picked them to go under 6.5 wins.
And I say you're dead ass wrong. They'll win more than that.
I had 7-10.
You want to have a little wager?
Yeah, I'll take some of your money. Got plenty of it.
He does.
Okay. So I'll take some of it.
I do as well, but the point is, though, I had him at 7-10 coming in.
I had him at 5-12.
There's some coin flip games in the schedule.
I think they're 8-9 win team.
Okay, I'll bet you 100 that they don't win 8 games.
That's a little light, isn't it?
Done.
Bet, yeah. That's
a little light, isn't it? 100? Just 100?
Yeah, I don't want to take all his money. He's got, miles to feed.
A dollar in this economy? Why don't you make it 2?
Okay, 200.
200, that's fine. You can raise it up even more.
Take that.
Want to spend some more of his money? Watch they go out there and smoke the Commanders tonight. You're going to be like, oh, I shouldn't have done it.
Exactly.
They got Detroit 2 more times, right?
Yes, exactly right.
Oh, okay.
The great Detroit Lions.
Yes. They're playing so great. The reason I mm-hmm. like Detroit is because they fight for the coach. They really fight. Is that what he's saying?
That's this guy right here.
He's been listening to other people across the country. That's what that is.
I'm just telling you, that Lions team's improved.
I don't even listen to y'all show when I'm in New York. Oh. So I already know when people start saying that, I'm like, what are they looking at?
See?
Oh, they run the ball so well. And they just got blanked by Mr. Z.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Z, Dr. Z and the New England Patriots mm-hmm. just blanked them. Yeah. Their defense is so bad. One of my best friends mm-hmm. is a defensive coordinator in Aaron Glenn, and I feel so bad for him right now
mm-hmm.
because the way the Dan Campbell is, he's liable to throw him right under the bus to save his own job before the season's over.
Yep, but they're so much improved.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just telling you. I keep telling this man.
Is that what you were running around saying?
Absolutely. I like Dan Campbell.
Keyshawn, this is what he says. Now, he just said he loves the team. I go, funny don't win football games.
You like Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell's he's been a head coach 2 years now?
Yeah.
But he's won 4 games?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Seriously.
Oh, no. He's great.
And I played with Dan, and I like Dan, too. But you fired an offensive coordinator last year that the San Francisco 49ers picked up immediately because you wanted to run the football and turn it into a running mm-hmm. fest, and he wanted to mix things up. Now your defense is horrible.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm giving 2 wins to them against them, against the Lions. I'm giving them 2 wins. So now if they win tonight, that's 2, that's 5. Okay, I don't know the rest of their schedule. I know they got Green Bay still again.
So they're Monday Night Football next week at New England.
That can go either way.
Then they're at Dallas.
Dallas is going to win that.
Then they come home and they get the Dolphins.
They might beat the Dolphins at home. And what month is that? November?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it starts to get cold, and you got a team from South Florida mm-hmm. coming up to Chicago on November 6th on a Sunday. It could be cold. It's a 12 noon game, a noon game. Then they got Detroit, the dome team, coming to the cold the week after. That's another one. Atlanta could be another one. I understand the New York Jets are hot and people going crazy. That could be another one.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, man. I'm easy taking that 200.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll just smoke Buffalo, too, when they come in.
But I stopped at Buffalo, and I stopped at Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. If you notice, I stopped at the New York Jets. I didn't say Green Bay or Philly or Buffalo. I didn't say those teams. I'm not stupid. I just look this way.
Just remember, funny don't win football games. 312-332-3776. We will go to the phone lines. We will say hello to Dre in downtown Chicago on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Dre.
Yeah, good morning, what's up, Cap?
What's up, Key? Say hi to Key.
What's up, Key?
What's cracking?
So glad to have some serious professional sports analysts in the morning. Guys can get a little silly. No, I'm just playing. No.
You're just not playing, but ask your question. Go ahead. Keep it moving.
I'm scared, guys, because we always waiting on the quarterback to develop. We waited 5 years for Mitchell Trubisky to develop. And now everybody's like, relax, wait on Justin to develop this time. He's not looking like the quarterback, guys. I mean, when is it we're going to get a guy to come in here and play football, playing the game that the way that it looks like it should be playing, even if he's a rookie? It still should be some things that Justin do well. There still should be some reminiscences of a good quarterback in there, and I'm just not seeing it. Guys, I'm super scared. Justin is not looking like the guy. He's looking scared. He's looking like he's maybe taking on a little bit more than he can handle. Chicago might be too big of a stage for him. And it's just looking like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, man. If you're scared by a dog, come on now.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
I'm scared.
And looking like a certain thing at the quarterback position. Remember, we're in a climate and a time where the eyeballs are getting used to the style of quarterback play that are taking on the National Football League now. Whether it's a Lamar Jackson, whether it's the black quarterback. I'm just going to cut to the chase.
Yeah.
The running quarterback that still has the ability to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
We still are not used to that as a whole in the league. So what happens is a lot of running around, people, he needs to throw better, he needs to do this. Just slow down. Jalen Hurts, which I often compare Justin Fields to some degree, have some of the same characteristics and traits. The one thing that the Philadelphia Eagles decided to do is not only did they draft Devontae Smith, but they also made a decision to go out and trade for A.J. Brown. They also made a decision to run the football, shore up the offensive line, get better on the defensive side. Now they started to build a team around the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Bears have yet to make that decision in 2022. Their decision is going to be in 23, in 24. That's why they got money. That's why they got salary cap space. That's why they're going to get rid of some of the players and trades and picks. So they can start to build for the future of a style quarterback like this. Mitch Trubisky was in over his head because the coaches were in over their head.
Right.
And so you've got to think, even from a Mitch Trubisky standpoint, they did not build around Mitch Trubisky. They just simply decided to do it their way. I believe that Matt Eberflus and company will certainly look at the draft next year, look at free agency, get skill position players around this young man, and start to build for the future. I'm not worried about him at quarterback at all. I'm just not. His style is what it's going to be.
I agree.
He's never going to be Jimmy Garoppolo, dropping back in the pocket, patting it five times, and putting it to sleep.
Don't have to
That's
be.
That's not. He's going to look 1-2 read, go. Mm-hmm. 1-2 read, go. That's what he's going to be. And he's going to be successful doing it.
Agreed.
All right, to the phone lines we go. As we have Keyshawn Johnson in the studio with us on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. Don't forget to catch Keyshawn, Jay Will, and 4240. Every morning at 5 a.m. right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Here's Taylor in Hyde Park on ESPN 1000. Hey, Taylor.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up, Key? Good to speak to you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Key, what you're saying, I love your takes, man, but the Bears deserve better. 3-3 does us no good.
The season's not over, though.
Listen to me for a second, Key. Listen, you're going game by game, season by season. As a Bears fan, we haven't been good since 1985. So we don't care about a win in October, a win in November. We don't care about 10 wins in this season to get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs and to get a number 20 pick and to blow that on, you know, a linebacker. What we really need and what we really want is to get a top 2, 3, 4, or 5 pick. And that in this league,
so let me ask you this. Do you like the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yes.
Do you know what they did?
What did they do?
They went to the playoffs last year. They barely squeaked into the playoffs.
Right? What did they do the year before that, though, Key? How did they get Jalen Hurts?
But they drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. But hold on. Listen to me. They squeaked into the playoffs last year. They went and got blitzed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs. Do you not think that that experience is carried over to this season? Do you not think that they saw that team and said, we need to go acquire A.J. Brown to get better? We need to draft some linebackers and some defensive players to shore up our defense. Oh, by the way, we got two guys out of Georgia. We're going to be better. You wouldn't want to do that?
That's once they found their quarterback, though. They already had their quarterback.
Many people across the professional football landscape tried to tell me and many other people that Jalen Hurts wasn't the answer. Oh, they got 8 picks. They should package them up and go get C.J. Stroud, or they should package him up and go get this dude. You was hearing the same things I was hearing, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't hear that anymore.
Correct.
It's kind of the same thing with Justin Fields.
Patience.
You're going to hear all of that into such due time, it's going to change.
Because you have to surround him with talent. You got to put him in a position to succeed.
You like Josh Allen?
Yes.
Did you like Josh Allen 3 years ago?
No.
Why? Because he didn't throw the football to Stephon Diggs because Stephon Diggs was running around with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota.
Correct.
The moment that they got Stephon Diggs, he looks like a different quarterback.
Correct.
This is why. This is why the Miami Dolphins went out there and got
Tyreek Hill,
Jalen Waddle, Cedric Wilson to shore up stuff for Tua.
And got a left tackle.
So now you're looking at Tua and you're going, well, maybe Tua's really good. And the same reason why the Raiders went and got Adams, the same reason why teams go get wide receivers. What do you think the Jets did with Wilson? They went and got Garrett Wilson to help Zach Wilson. They drafted him. Then they signed a veteran. This is what you do to build a team.
So despite the Bears maybe for UCAP not being in the top three, top four in the draft, mm-hmm. you can still, with all that cap space, be able to make dividends and get quality talent.
Here's the thing I've been saying to Hoodie. If we know that Justin's the guy, but the record isn't good, I can then trade back. They gave up three number ones for Trey Lance. I can go, all right, you want that number two pick? You want to take C.J. Stroud? He's yours. I'll take those three number one picks.
Who's better in college football today?
Mm-hmm.
Than Justin Fields?
None of those quarterbacks right now.
I would keep Justin. That's why I would trade down.
Yeah.
So
right now,
they're not better than Justin Fields.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm trading down.
It doesn't make sense to go and fight to get a top five pick, because it's really not a top five pick in this year's draft that's going to be a game changer for you next year in 2023.
Correct.
You going to the game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going.
And then what about tomorrow? You gonna stay here? You gonna stick around tomorrow?
I'm here tomorrow. Then I'm flying out to Utah tomorrow afternoon to go watch USC slap up on Utah.
Ah, he's back.
He's back.
Yeah, we rolling.
We're in dinner last year. He's like, I don't pay attention.
He's back. We rolling now, man. Nobody can touch us now.
This gonna be tough. $15 million coach, and you're ready to go.
It's gonna be tough though, because Utah's a tough place to play, just like Oregon State.
And they're coming off a loss.
Well, they're coming off a loss against UCLA. But this is important for us, because this is a test for Lincoln Riley mm-hmm. to pass as a head coach. But it's also a test for the team. If they lose to Utah at six, where they're sitting at six right now, they're going to drop all the way to 26.
It's funny. When we asked him last year USC questions, he hang up at the end of the call.
Right. I'm not paying attention.
You hung up.
This isn't last year.
I understand
though.
That.
This is this year. We can beat our chest through 6 weeks of football.
I'm just putting a pin into our conversations last year.
It's not last year, man. It's a different year.
Okay.
So we didn't even have a head coach last year.
You didn't.
So we can call you and you'll have meaningful conversation.
Yeah,
we have
NIL money.
Uh-huh.
We got all that. We can go spin. We can go do everything everybody else is doing. It's on even playing ground.
Yeah.
So
you imagine you getting NIL money if you were playing today.
I probably would start off at, if I was playing today, it'd probably be at like 10 a year, I guess. 10 to 11 million a year.
Yeah.
The guy that signed at Miami, high school kid, got mm-hmm. 9 million.
That's yeah, fair. Mine would be about 10, 11 a year.
Crazy.
But I need all mine up front, though. All that, we going to get it to you. No.
What was the hot dealership back then? Because it'd be a car.
The hot dealerships.
In L.A. What was that?
Keys Automotive and Fletcher Jones. Fletcher's a big player at USC, big donor
Fletcher
booster.
Fletcher Jones in Chicago, too.
Oh, is it Fletcher in Chicago? Mm-hmm. So he's our big SC guy.
Mm-hmm.
That department is already, you know, made sure that they've done the things that they needed to do.
Fletcher. Keyshawn Johnson.
I had here's a true story though. So I had a Honda Accord from Torrance Honda
mm-hmm.
when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Then my senior year, Ogner Motors Cars, which was Porsche and Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a Porsche my senior year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with
Pretty
that.
Good.
And he was an SC alum and the whole deal. Look, man, it is what it is. Statute of limitations, nothing you can do anyway.
Not anymore.
Nothing.
All right, man. Thanks for stopping our studio.
You're the best.
All right.
Have a great time tonight. How about a Bears victory?
What should I order to eat at the stadium, though? What's good?
I haven't been to the stadium in 20 years.
Eat before you get to the stadium.
Oh, so it's not? They don't have good food like that? Because when you go to Yankee Stadium or Jerry's World or even the SoFi, they got real restaurants. Like inside, you can get real stuff.
He'll be taken care of though, because you'll be in a suite tonight, will you not?
Yeah, oh, no, I'm gonna sit in the stands.
Okay, well, you'll be taken care of. It is Chicago.
They'll have good food.
World class okay. cities, you know.
Wait till we move, get our new stadium in Arlington.
Is that gonna happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make SoFi look like a homeless shelter.
No, I don't know about that. SoFi, between SoFi and Jerry's World, Those are the two top stadiums in sports.
They're modeling ours after the one in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, the outside is. I think it's bland inside, but whatever.
Sorry, I mean, Justin will be a Pro Bowl.
I can leave my coat in the car when I get to this new stadium.
Northwestern could play in it.
Keyshawn Johnson with us here. Right here. Danny's going to put money in your pocket at one moment, and then we'll take more of your phone calls on the Bears here on this game day Thursday on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Apt, ABT in Glenview is your number one destination for the home, and they're here to help you conquer Chicago's winter weather with a new HVAC system from Trane. Mindy and I bought one there. It's awesome. Trane's heating, cooling, and air quality solutions are rated number one in owner satisfaction and brand reliability by a leading consumer magazine. It's hard to stop a Trane, and Apt is the largest Trane dealer in the Chicagoland area. Plus, they offer 24-hour emergency services should you ever need them for free in-home delivery, professional installation, and complete satisfaction. Shop at Apt, A-B-T, apt.com. Pleasing people since 1936.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood. Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. Streaming at the ESPN Chicago app. Greeny coming up at 10 o'clock. Carmen Yurko at noon. Waddle and Sylvie will be broadcasting live from Hooters in Downers Grove. If you're in the Lombard, Downers Grove, in that area, stop by, see the guys. Get ready for the Bears and Commanders with Waddle and Sylvie, brought to you by Hooters, from 2 to 6. Then we've got the Points Bet pregame show with Meller and Miller. Pop, 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 pop. And then after the game, it's Peggy Kaczynski and Yurko. After the game, make sure you tune in right here to Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
Should be a lot of fun to watch this game tonight, and they're in the all-orange uniforms, which I think will be cool to watch. I've heard all people, I don't like them. Stop. It's a one-off. They'll wear it very rare. It's not like they're going back to these now for every week. They'll be in their normal blues normally. I like this.
Before we hear from Justin Fields, my friend, let's kind of do just a quick recap of what we heard from Keyshawn Johnson. It just shows you the difference between the locker room, former players, and what we see as far as the bigger picture.
Correct.
See how narrow the picture is? And not saying Keyshawn's wrong, but his perspective is still the player. Man, we just need to win the next game.
Correct. He said we were 1-15 and we were trying to win.
Yes.
He doesn't want to hear we got to develop this and we got to get that draft pick. He was exactly like the Kelce audio that we played.
The player just wants to win, because if the player loses, the player feels like they've wasted their time.
Correct.
Like, oh, this is not going, because that sours the locker room. Now, here's what happens when you have a locker room like this one. You know, maybe half the players not here next year, Cap. You know, you try to set your culture, but you have a bunch of guys that you know are not going to be around when you're good. The Smith Marsets and the, you know, Pettises and guys like that, even guys in the defensive line. They may not be here next year, but see how the focus is? We're just trying to win the next game because coach says we got to win the next game.
Correct.
The coach that says, that doesn't say, hey, we need to win, that's a coach that's suspect. Because ultimately, all of us in life need a mission statement. What do we stand for? Why are those guys practicing today, light practice, and going to Soldier Field? Because they're trying to win. Even though for us, you guys like you and I, and a lot of the fans, especially on the poll question, are saying, hey, in a decade, we want Justin Fields to be able to get the Bears to a Super Bowl, for this organization to have better players, for the team to be a perennial playoff team at the very least.
3,878 votes. You referenced the poll question. 3,878 votes. Commanders at Bears, Thursday Night Football. A, do you want the Bears to, what's more important, Bears win or Justin Fields plays well? 80.1% Justin Fields plays well.
Because when Nick Saban says, we can't listen to the press because it's like rat poison, mm-hmm. right? And the reason why he uses that is that if the players listen to the press and they listen to some of our shows in which we say, it's not really about today, it's not really about this year, it's about the next few years, then they don't want that permeating throughout the locker room, Cap.
Correct.
As a coach, I don't have to explain it to you. You already know. What's the carrot on the stick to try to win the next game? Now listen, just based on just this game in general, the Bears should beat the Commanders. They should beat them.
Why?
Because, one, they're at home. Two, The biggest asset the Bears have is running the football. Three, from what we saw in the second half from Justin Fields, there was a connection to Mooney. They were moving the football. I think that second half can carry over to the game. My biggest concern, though, with this game, if the Bears don't win, is because they didn't get to Wentz. They did not get takeaways. That's going to be the ultimate problem. So that's why I think this is why it's a pick'em or maybe a one-point spread for the Bears, because they can do enough to beat this team. And if they don't, they don't.
I don't disagree with you. It's a game that's very winnable on the schedule. It's also very losable, in my opinion.
That's why it's that close, right?
Yeah. Carson Wentz has career success off the charts on Thursday nights. You could tell me, what do those games have to do with this one? The trend is your friend, as the great Carmen DeFalco would tell you. 15-2 career interception touchdown to interception ratio. Washington 9-1 their last 10 trips into Chicago. And he was 3 touchdowns, no interceptions last year on Thursday Night Football. They get to get after the quarterback better than we do. They are running the football with a 3-headed attack against a defense that's terrible at stopping the run to this point. Now, Terry McLaurin is going to have to deal with Jalen Johnson. But last week, Justin Jefferson, with no Jalen Johnson there, ran unfettered through our secondary. So one guy's going to change all that? I don't know. So I think it's a really tough game tonight. I think it's very close.
Thursday Night Football. How about that, Justin Fields? Playing on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah. I mean, of course, shortened schedule. So, making sure I'm on top of everything. Definitely studying more at home and, you know, waking up early before meetings and making sure I just review it a little bit. So, really just the main thing, just, making sure you're, getting all your stuff in at home and, making sure you're going to protections, plays, first, second, third down stuff, goal zone stuff, and just making sure you're ready to go ultimately by Thursday night.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, no, I love it. You know, it's national TV, so regardless if the body hurt a little bit, but you got a lot more eyes on you, so you can show what you can do. So I just think it's a great opportunity. Mind over matter. I'm just like bump everything, but my body actually feels pretty good, so I'm locked and loaded, ready to go. You know, if we had to go right now, me and you, I like me.
It wouldn't end well.
You're right for me, yep.
Him going back and forth with Mark Potash. How about this, Luke Getsy? Biggest issue dealing with less practice for a game tonight?
I think it's what you just said. That's the hardest for anybody, right? It's the hardest for me in the sense of getting the messages across to the guys and delivering the game plan. You know, we're doing double time today, where you don't usually have to do as much as we had to do today. And so they got to be extra locked in. That's been the message. So for him, it's the same. It's you got to really grind it out here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and then really let the game plan kind of settle in your mind on Wednesday night.
Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator for the Bears. We got to find out how the weather's going to be tonight.
That is correct, my friend. And Tracy Butler is as good as they come. And she's our friend. She's next.
ABC7 Eyewitness News. That's where you go, right, Cap?
Correct.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. The ESPN Chicago app. Tracy Butler is with us in studio from ABC7 Eyewitness News to give us the latest on the weather. Tracy, how's it going to be? Soldier Field, ooh, a little brisk. Was it be a little chilly? Ooh.
I think your expression says it all, Hoodie.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So kickoff, 7:15. Mm-hmm. It'll be a nice, comfy 45 degrees. That's not bad, right?
It's not bad.
But then you throw the wind in, and mm-hmm. the wind chill will be about 36.
And how windy in terms of quarterbacks, Fields and Wentz dropping back to pass?
We're looking at a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
That big deal?
So not, you tell me.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's not strong like we had yesterday, but you get one of those little eddies that maybe form in there. Just a little brief little wind shift.
An eddy?
A little eddy, yeah. Not like Eddie Olchek.
Like Eddie from the north side who calls in, or Eddie Olchek?
No, Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Yes.
Yes, little Eddie.
That's a show I never saw.
You never saw Courtship of Eddie's Father?
No.
She's younger than us, so. Much younger.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie's
Thank
father
you.
Had
love
gambling
you.
Problems.
No, I'm sure. Wait, who was in that show again?
Bill Bixby.
Bill Bixby
That's
was
it.
The dad, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Bill Bixby was...
The Incredible Hulk also.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we really got off on a tangent here.
No. No, I mean, it's... Bixby was there. I mean...
Right.
We didn't know about Lou. We knew about Bill, though. We saw Bill, right?
Bill Bixby.
It was great.
He's wow. still with us?
Oh, don't start this again.
Why?
You're always, when I'm here, you're always asking me about people. Are they still here? And they're
well,
not.
I mean, it's the Grim Capper. That's who he is.
Phil Schwartz, you going to his funeral?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
But he may come to mine. Who knows? I don't know which one of us is going to go first.
None of us do.
So, with the wind conditions, okay. That might affect the kicking game.
That's what I was going to bring up. Mm-hmm. West wind, but it is, pack your extra little Bears blankie. You can take a blanket, right?
You can. I'll let you in with that.
Oh, that's a good question, though, because you know how some of these rules change.
I know.
That's a good question.
It is.
You can't bring certain things in. I totally understand it.
That's what I'm not. I'm really not sure about that.
Now, will you stay up for the game?
I will not.
No shot.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Seriously, I'm in bed at 5:30 and asleep by 6:30.
So what is a weekend like in the Butler household? Do you stay
Very
up?
Very exciting. On Fridays, I stay up till 7 usually, sometimes mm-hmm. 8.
So she actually sees the Wheel of Fortune.
And
that's pretty good.
But sometimes on Fridays I watch Shark Tank because on from 7 to 8.
So the family, if they want to go out to a dinner, they go without you?
No, dinner's like at 3:30.
It's the best.
Or 4.
How about that?
It's the best.
Get the early bird special.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Life is good.
That is outstanding.
And if you go on vacation.
Yes.
Do you stay up beyond?
Well, here's the thing. So, for example, last week when I was in Pittsburgh, my dad's 85th birthday. Had
God
a big
bless
party.
Dave Butler.
Yes, exactly.
Happy birthday, Dave.
And I was up till like midnight. Playing cards.
Wild.
My dad deals poker where, when I'm on vacation, I do stay up really late.
That.
Since you're wearing red, let's talk about love. Can we talk about love for a second?
Okay.
Well, you're wearing red. I mean, let's talk about love.
You know, it was Valentine's Day, but Sweetest Day is coming.
Every time you walk in, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Oh, hoodie.
How about that?
Oh. That's it.
Back after this. No. So here's the thing. So during Deal Breakers, were you listening in the back
I was
there?
Not okay. today, and I usually do.
Okay, we're asking you about love. Are you unplugged there?
I am. Okay, I don't even have a microphone apparatus on me.
Okay, but I want to ask about love. Now, what was the question, Shay, you were asking about love?
I can't hear him.
What was the question you had, Shay, about love?
It was if immediately after sex, the person rolls over and says, I love you.
And you've just been dating briefly.
Is that too soon?
Wait, what? I didn't hear the question.
Okay, the question was, you're in a new relationship.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm part of this conversation.
You're in a new relationship. You've been together 3 weeks. And... you stay over at your new boyfriend's place. You're laying in bed after, and you say, the person says to the other, I love you.
Wait a minute. You're already doing it after 3 weeks?
Yeah.
What?
Welcome to 2022.
That happens, you know.
And the person says, I love you, and you're not there yet. Is it a deal breaker?
No. No, I don't think so. How can you
run for the hills?
How can you expect somebody to be respond in 3 weeks and do that in 3 weeks? You've known the person 3 weeks? No. Sorry, I guess I'm a prude.
And that is the cut of the day brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Take that.
And David Flom?
David Flom, Matt Moore, try the burger. I'm actually going there Tuesday. The burger is ridiculous. Get the Newski bacon on the side for your appetite.
How about tomorrow for a Bears Victory Monday, you and I, huh?
Let's do it. A Victory Friday. Beat the Commanders. I'm a little nervous, but let's hope that Justin can lead us to the promised land a lot better than Kenny Pickett did this year.
We thank you for listening and calling in and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to you for being part of it. Our thanks to Randy and Shay. On the other side of the glass, four cap, I'm Jay Hood. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
We love you, Tracy.
She learned something today, didn't she? After 3 weeks.
Always.
In the throes of love and passion. Four cap, I'm Jay Hood. So long, everybody.
Take that.
3 weeks?
maybe two.
From Chicago.